When people think of musicians in the American roots genre, few female stars typically come to mind, performers like Alison Krauss or Gillian Welch, for example. For the most part, history remembers the men in old-time country, blues, and folk music, names like Leadbelly, Muddy Waters, or Doc Watson. Now a Seattle-area woman who studies American folk music and culture has made it her mission to change that. The Library of Congress has taken notice. Diane and Rick Arthur are in their element. They're at the Old Time Music Gathering in Portland, Oregon. Impromptu jam sessions and multiple concerts are underway on three floors of this performance hall. As Diane prowls the halls, she calculates the ratio of male to female instrumentalists.
This one's pretty well integrated, and then there are some of them that are primarily the guys.
Diane plays piano and guitar, though she made her living from mortgage banking. She recently retired, as did her husband, a pilot. The couple discussed at length what they would do in retirement. They wanted something meaningful that combined music and travel. The result was a trek through Oregon, Washington, and 28 other states to collect oral histories and tape live performances of women making traditional music.
They don't have mentors. They don't have an image to see themselves in that position. And early on, we took that as kind of a philosophical goal to produce those types of images that women could identify with.
The endeavor quickly morphed into a nonprofit named the Music Box Project. It currently has profiles of 81 American roots musicians.
All forms of music, we like to say A to Z, Appalachian to Zydeco.
The Arthurs donated a copy of their collection to the Library of Congress. One featured artist is vocalist and guitarist Lauren Sheehan of Portland.
I woke up this morning with those blues around my head.
Sheehan trained as a classical musician in the late 1970s. Then one day she borrowed a folk music anthology from her college's library. It was a turning point.
One morning in May.
And when I heard that breadth, I sought out folk festivals even more. And that was because there was an archived piece of real music that spoke to me.
All wrapped in white linen and cold air.
That series on vinyl included selections of 1930s era recordings collected by the Library of Congress. Now, through the Music Box Project, Sheehan herself is in the American Folklife collection at the Library of Congress. She's incredulous.
I'm only a little drop in the bucket of oral tradition, but I am a drop in the bucket, and wonderful players have passed stuff on to me who have now died. So all this being in the Library of Congress is so cool because other people can hear that.
It was in the wee midnight hours, long about.
Diane Arthur, the co-founder of the Music Box Project, says part of her mission is to present role models for up-and-coming women players.
With the educational piece that we hope to do as this goes forward, which I would say 3 to 5 years out, is going to be to allow that to go into the schools in a format that says, hey, look at that saxophone player. Hey, you know, there's another one. I can do that too.
The Arthurs have also created a YouTube channel. It includes more than 300 musical performances. Diane Arthur is currently editing some of that material into a documentary as well. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.